Adam Reaper.
520 in Vegas, I got some cushion tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one.
Coming live from Living Room Studios, this is the 420 in Vegas podcast, episode 82. I'm your host, Vegas A, with my co-host, Chris.
Hi.
My brother, Ray's son.
What it do, what it do?
Now, today, we were going to be smoking on some garlic banana from Nature's Chemistry at Planet 13. I even rolled the motherfucking joints up right here.
What happened?
But I said it's the first show of 2024, so we're going to smoke some Presidential Moonrock pre-rolls instead.
Okay.
And I got me a Presidential blunt. I had just this blunt, and I was like, I don't feel like passing this around to the three of us and shit. So I made a quick dispensary run down.
I don't want to smoke out of you anyway.
Wow.
I made a quick
dispensary run
to the whatever the fuck. To Zen
it's
Leaf.
New right year, though.
Store. Yeah. New year, new year.
Hell yeah.
New year, new weed. But don't think this is going to be an every week thing. This is just... These motherfuckers are expensive.
Okay, Dad.
Just keep the joints coming.
I didn't get this motherfucker on a deal. I got this on the... I had to pay whole price for the motherfucker.
Well, thanks.
But
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, Happy New Year. First show of the new year and shit. I'm so behind on a lot of shit. I like to listen to a lot of podcasts throughout the week so that I don't come on here and talk about some shit that somebody else has already talked, that other podcasts have talked about ad nauseum or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know what ad nauseum means, but I think it's like that's appropriate.
In excess.
Okay, so I knew
it. Yeah, you were correct.
It was appropriate in where I used it in the motherfucking sentence.
Correct.
But I'm like 2 weeks behind on every fucking thing, like literally, because when I usually listen to podcasts at work, but lately I've just been fucking caught up on motherfucking TikTok, man.
Mm.
I look at TikTok for six fucking straight hours at work and just
I don't even got a
pause
TikTok
every now and then just to go piss.
You don't have
or
TikTok?
Something. Oh, you're missing out on some good shit.
TikTok is great.
Some good quality content.
Just some random ass shit, and then it'll have you in a fucking rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's how YouTube had me.
Mm-hmm.
But how was your week, Chris?
You know, I don't know, man. It's okay. It's okay. Work was okay. Everything's okay. People are healthy. It's fine. This first week of this year, though, is like really kicking everybody around me is ass, so we're okay. It's just some like residual 2023 shit, I feel like, and we'll be all right. But I ain't really got nothing this week. I don't know. Just been like, yeah, like I told you guys, like my son, my priority with him was like, you know, getting on top of him more. So first week out, he fucked up, but not cause he didn't do it. He just turned it in late. And for me, like that's unnecessary.
So, turn school work in late.
Yeah. It's unnecessary. Cause you was at school.
Yeah. Does he have a job?
No.
Oh, hell no. 14, no, then, no, then, no. Then, no, that's unnecessary. You can't, school is your job.
Yeah. That's what I said. So first week he's off, but we're good. I had a meeting with some of his teachers to try to kind of get a hold of like what's happening so I could be a little bit more informed. And so just him and work and that's it really. I don't really have nothing. No fun stories this week.
It's some gas.
Yeah, nigga.
That's what we had last week.
I don't go cheap.
It's what we had garlic banana.
Garlic banana last week.
When do we have the... Oh, for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
Got you. For Christmas, we had this. Yeah, but nothing. Oh, I guess I could tell y'all about these two white dudes last night.
Mm.
So I've never been sexually harassed so hard, like, as I was yesterday. Just a lot of white people dick jokes.
Oh, shit.
Like, oh, I got... I got 12 inches for you, but when I say that, I really just mean six two times. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, so just like, you know.
That's a lot right there.
Pink meat jokes, and I don't like those. So, that's yesterday, luckily, I was, Saturday, I share a bar with Brian, and so he is my buffer when stuff like that happens. But, yeah. And then, so, our boss, because we are a pretty popular tourist site, anytime a customer wants to take a picture or something, like, we kind of, like, if we're not crazy busy, he really encourages us to do it.
Take a picture with them or take a picture of them?
Well, of them is easy because I don't have to move from behind the bar. I can just grab it, snap a picture, and get back to what I'm doing. But sometimes people want a picture with us. Like
with them on some Coyote Ugly shit or some shit or what?
What you mean?
Y'all dancing on the fucking
No, we don't dance on the bar or nothing. But, like, I mean, we have, like, you know, our, like my uniform is black slacks and a bustier. Like, yeah. So people want to take pictures. So
bustier,
whatever.
That means titties out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Titties up.
Boost it up.
Titties up and
bustier
out.
Bustier means boost it up.
Yeah, boost it up, boost it out. Yeah, so that's my uniform. So... You know, and then the cocktail waitresses wear like red little dresses or whatever. Mm-hmm. So people would be wanting to take pictures with us, whatever. And a lot of it is just like to document that the fact that they were there.
Yeah.
Like, and they posted on Yelp or whatever like that. So anyway, these two dudes that were hella sexually harassing me asked for a pic. He was like, hey, come take a selfie with us. And so I was like, okay. Cause I was on my way out. I was waiting for my tip out. So I was like, okay, and I hadn't changed yet. So I went around, and he, you know, puts the phone up like a selfie. And did one of these niggas not elbow my titty?
Like, what? Purposely.
Absolutely.
No. I'd have told him $25 like them bitches on the strip. You can't get a free picture. I got
a very decent tip, but still, I was just like, wow. Like,
so what if he just said, give you $200 to play with them titties real quick.
Wow.
$200 for a quick motorboat.
Quick motorboat.
$500 for a quick motorboat.
No.
$1,500 for a quick motorboat.
Let me text my boyfriend.
Motherfucker be like, I got $2,500. You let me motorboat you for 14 seconds.
And I'm counting.
I'll move your ass out the way. I'll be like, here, nigga. Shit. You can get me. You can squeeze my shit together like them trannies be doing, nigga.
Y'all be so hard on trans people.
We're not hard.
I saw James Chappelle again and shit.
Right. If we don't joke on them and joke on the handicap.
It's fair. It's fair. Everybody's goddamn got to get the joke.
Yeah. Okay,
it can't
fine.
Just be jokes against us. Shit.
No, of course not.
I'm dark skinned. Niggas, I'll the whole butt of the joke for the whole 80s. Yeah.
Niggas used to talk about my lips and shit.
So, right? I mean.
In the early 80s, Zay and all his friends. So you said had big ass lips. That was so crazy than a motherfucker.
He grew into him. But
he grew into him.
But nigga did have big ass lips when he was little.
Pause.
Like that motherfucker on Fat Albert.
Right.
Not the wubbity dubbity Fat Albert.
So anyway, that was it.
Everybody can get it.
Yeah, but that was it, I guess. But well, since y'all brought up Dave Chappelle real quick, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm a little tired of the trans jokes. It almost feels like
I didn't watch the show like that.
I didn't watch the newest.
But I know he moved on past the trans joke to some other jokes. But I don't think I've seen the end of it.
I don't know. I think he sprinkled
some trans shit in there, but I thought it was funny.
I think this time I'm just gonna opt out. Like. Because to me now, it just feels like.
So at the same time,
that's what he's coming for. Instead of like just had like I like killing them softly, yeah. Dave Chappelle. Like yeah. I like this is turning into something else, and I don't know how I feel about it. And I'm not gonna be like, oh, I don't like him because he's absolutely one of my favorites.
Right.
But I think I'm just gonna opt out some of this shit because I don't know why. I don't know.
It'd be dope to see how much of that is his material. Because, you know, he has the writers.
I don't know if Neil's still right for him, but.
I don't know either, but.
I don't think he do, because I think it feels like it's changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that he delivers jokes, but whatever.
Right.
I'm telling you, I sat up in this motherfucker and watched his new one on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was laughing my motherfucking ass off out loud. Laugh out. Leander, remember when I was watching Dave Chappelle shit the other day? You could hear me like laughing in the room, huh? I keep move along. That's all. Yeah.
Don't tell my friend to move along. Then you can stay in here as long as you want.
She's crazy and shit. She hit the blunt earlier and shit, so she's kind of high. Looking past the party and shit earlier. But nah, though, man. Fucking the gays got to get it. The fucking trannies got to get it. The handicapped niggas got to get it. It's all fair fucking game now because we got it for we regular heterosexual males and females. Were the butt of the motherfucking joke for the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s. If Dave Chappelle is going to joke on the trannies for a few years, hey,
I just
don't
know why every set has to have that joke. Like,
have you seen the new one?
I just said I haven't.
Because he don't just come out like joke, tranny. He weaves it into the story of shit. So it's actually funny as fuck.
Of course. No, you're fine.
No, you definitely know it's going to be funny.
I'm not saying it's not.
Right.
Sometimes I don't want to be part of the conversation.
Mm.
And so sometimes I just don't. I would like to be oblivious to stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really what it boils down to.
Are we saying?
Like, because I'm not about to argue with no nigga on the internet about whether or not this nigga is funny or not. Like, just if we don't agree with a joke, then we don't agree with a joke. But y'all, and I always be bringing up Nicki Minaj because she's a perfect example. Like, facts is facts, right? So if a nigga is funny, a nigga is funny. If a bitch can rap, she can rap. Like, so all of the other shit is irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm not about to go back and forth with a nigga about why Dave Chappelle is one of the funniest comedians, like, or anything like that, or defend a joke that I might not necessarily agree with either. So I'm just going to stay out of the conversation, and that's just how I feel.
Did Zay's trannyism go too far today?
I mean, y'all be teetering, and that I know that that's why I'm here, like, to bring it back. And that's it.
I don't have another one of these presidentials, but I got a joint if you want to. Just a regular joint.
He's just sitting here.
That's good business. Right there. That's good business.
But yeah, I don't know.
Right.
But I mean, I'm sure it's funny. Like, it's him. Like, he's not funny.
He made jokes about handicapped motherfuckers that was funny.
That's what he transitioned to, right?
No, it was just a joke about, like, I don't know. I can't remember how tired, but I know it was funny. Right. He did the walk, like the handicap walk and shit.
Oh, all right. How was your week, Ray?
I mean, that shit's
taboo.
He's
pushing it, huh?
Yeah, that shit right there. But
in and out of Jews. But, just keep going.
Hey, let me get a pretzel.
I had a cool week, but I watched this movie early this morning where the it's on Netflix, where the 1972, I think, Uruguayan rugby team crashed in the,
like, Alive.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the story?
It's a remake of it.
Of Alive.
Not a remake of it, but it's another interpretation of that same story.
Is it a movie or documentary?
It's a movie.
Okay, so it's about the same thing.
Same thing.
Niggas crashing the Alps.
Yeah, not the Alps.
Or
wherever
some snow and mountains.
Yeah, like the Andes or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yo, that shit crazy. Like, 40 people are playing, crashing the mountains, breaking half. It's like 27 of them living. Then they got that motherfucking start eating the dead bodies. And they were stuck in that motherfucker for like...
Oh, shit. I'm so high.
Bitch for like 72 days. And shit was just crazy, man. Shit was crazy shit. Okay, I can't even think of... I'm high, but that's what I'm going with right now.
But like, okay, so boom. You on an airplane. Where do you say you like to go? Jamaica.
Yeah.
You on an airplane in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Ain't no mountains over there, I don't think. But, like, you crash,
right? Fucking water.
And, like, jungle-y, like... Right, okay. So, boom, you crash.
Yeah, I'm getting out.
You one of the niggas that's first to be like, all right, who we eating?
Nah, we gonna have a plan before we get eaten, motherfuckers. We can already...
Like, let's go for some mangoes first.
Yeah, they stayed there for... Look, it took them 10 days to climb out, so you would say...
Oh, out the plane, yeah.
No.
Out of the mountains. The crash. Okay.
The 27 that lived out of, I think, 40 people. The 27 that lived... What y'all got going on? Oh. So the 27 that lived out of the 40 people on the plane, they stayed in one place for like 62 days. They didn't climb out.
Because they were like snowed in and shit, right?
No, they climbed the first time. Like, they tried to climb out the first time, and they looked down, and they was like, we can't even see the plane, how far we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they were like, we've been waving at planes in the motherfucking sky. They damn sure ain't going to see us. We can climb up the mountain and can't see the fucking plane.
Did they think about lighting a fucking fire or something?
I don't... On this movie, they didn't light a fire at all down there to the end of the movie. And I'm like, why they ain't... They smoking cigarettes like a motherfucker with lighters. I'm like, why they ain't lit a fire this whole movie? You know what I'm saying? I kept asking...
Like, but burn the seats or something.
Anything, clothing. It's suitcases.
I use that clothing to stay warm and shit, as warm as I could.
Yeah, but you're not.
I burned some of it too.
After 10, 12 days, you know what I'm saying? You know how cold it is outside.
Would y'all just burn the plane? That'll like.
Nah. They were in a valley of snow, and surrounded by mountains.
They was away from the plane already.
Nah, they half of the plane was gone. They were in the front half. They were still here, but they needed that motherfucker for shelter.
Oh, okay. Because it just seemed like that would be the longest fire that would stay.
It's half a plane. The back part of your plane cut off. Mm. They got that motherfucker blocked with suitcases.
Oh, nigga, I don't know what I would like. I don't know what I would do. Okay, so then, okay, so the day come, right?
So no,
where y'all
out.
Ain't found no
check,
mangoes.
Check it out. They, on the 62nd day,
okay,
two of them said, "Fuck, we taking this journey. I'm just
we about to go find something.
We got to go find something. This is after they've been eating the bodies. They got body parts in a little bag. They got to eat on this journey. You know what I'm saying?
Human jerky.
It took them 10 days when they on this movie. They found some water. You know what I'm saying? They was drinking the water. They went through 10 days of motherfucking suffering and shit.
Water. Yeah. They had to find water. They couldn't just melt fucking snow?
Nah, hell nah. This is you in complete snow everywhere. You snow ain't going to goddamn do it for you water-wise. You're going to fucking die drinking snow.
Why?
No food. You're just drinking snow for
I mean, it would just be like
water.
I was drinking
it's
water.
It's ice. Y'all don't understand. This is freezing motherfucking
like, I
water.
Can't scoop it up? Like
yeah,
it
but
ain't...
it's all around you everywhere.
That's
you
your water
okay.
supply.
Y'all don't understand.
So I'm never
but
thirsty.
It's so, but
I guess
you're
I gotta
so
watch
cold,
this shit.
You
as
can't
long as
just,
it's not yellow.
It's freezing cold. Your body's going to freeze from just drinking that fucking snow.
Oh, hypothermia.
You know what I'm saying?
Can they make a fire?
I don't know the name of it.
You keep asking, can you make a fire?
Can a nigga make
y'all
a fire?
Not fit picturing the motherfucking outlook of what the fuck is going on.
No, I'm just saying, can you melt some motherfucking... I'm trying to melt my water in a pot.
You ain't got time to sit and melt some water and you in complete fucking snow. You got to keep moving. They ain't got time to motherfucking... Rest
I mean, you
and
said
relax.
I got a bag full of
nah,
nigga jerky.
You so. Think they're naked and afraid. You know what I'm saying? This is real motherfucking life, nigga.
Right.
They on real life getting the fuck out this shit. So, on the 62nd day, two of them left. It took them 10 days to climb out. They finally found this dude, you know what I'm saying, that was on the other side on a horse, you know what I'm saying? So he brought him to the village. They had gave up looking for him. Like, they had a little radio while, out there while they were in the plane. And they could hear, all right, the search is over. You know what I'm saying? It's been 32 crashes in these mountains and all just, there's never been no survivors.
Yeah, we ain't not looking for
them. We've been looking for these motherfuckers for months. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Can't find them.
Can't so. Find the search is over. So they heard that on the radio months ago. So, that, you know, they've been fucked up. So the two survivors, boom, bring some helicopters back. You know what I'm saying? And then that was the movie.
How many niggas got eight? Or how many niggas died? I should say.
I think 14 lived out of 40. Yeah.
What they eating, ass or just anything?
So they had one. When they had one dude, they would go cut up the bodies, right? And he would bring it back to another dude. So the second dude who took the bodies back to the plane, they wouldn't know who they were because that's their brothers, their cousins.
Yeah.
You know
so
what I'm
that's
saying?
How you detach yourself,
yeah.
and have and for and be able to forcibly eat it because
you don't know who the fuck
you don't
you
know
eating.
Who it is,
right?
Now were they eating this shit raw?
Yeah, hell yeah, raw as fuck.
What do you think they are? Where do you think they are?
But the thing is, they have the lighter.
I'm thinking they can make a fire. You said these niggas smoke a cigarette. I'd smoke my goddamn meat. I'd hold a goddamn lighter up to a piece of meat on a stick.
I think everybody that watched this new movie probably had the same question. You know what I'm saying? Why they ain't making no motherfucking fire? Because there was no fire.
And this is the true story.
True story.
But in the Alive, didn't they make a fire?
I don't. I saw Alive, but I can't remember what.
It's been
a
long time.
You're right.
Okay, what's the movie called?
I don't remember. Something in the snow.
Something in the snow. It's
on
Netflix.
Something in the snow. Yeah.
Wait, are y'all just saying something in the snow or it is
no.
blank?
Something, blank snow.
Yeah. it's in the new shit. Go to the new section.
All right,
new
y'all. So
section.
Just look for a snowy ass Netflix movie. And that's
right.
probably it.
That's my high take on whatever movie that was. But
okay.
Look, they about to find it.
Okay, but anyway, while you're on the mic, how was your week?
It was dope. Fifth Element Hip Hop, y'all. We had a young lady on by the name of Shanti, young Vegas artist.
Mm-hmm.
Young. She didn't know who Scarface was.
Society of
she
the
didn't,
Snow.
She didn't know who.
Society of the Snow, guys.
See, that's the plane right there.
Okay.
She didn't know who the Ghetto Boys were.
God damn, how old is she?
I don't know her age, but.
She got to be younger than
she got to be younger than me.
No, she's probably in her. She's got to be in her teens.
How do you not know who the Ghetto? Oh, okay.
Well right. that's why.
Yeah. but she did a dope bar test, so shout out to Shanti.
Now, don't ask me any of their songs besides Mine's
My
Playing Tricks
Summer.
On Me, because I was little.
Right, but if you hear some other songs, you'd be like, okay.
I can recognize their voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Did we talk about Scarface Tiny Desk?
Yes.
We mentioned it last week, I thought.
That shit was dope as fuck.
Yeah. Honestly, Tiny Desk has never missed for me. Yeah. Like, the SZA one was great. The Usher one was phenomenal. There was another one that I really loved. Oh, Summer Walker's was great.
Mm. Summer Walker was just out here.
Yeah. Ray J need to do one.
Right. You want to hear him sing One Wish a cappella?
Hell yeah.
We saw how that happened. What happened with that on Versus?
Right, right. That was my week though. I didn't do shit. We had the show, and that movie was just fucking excellent at 2 o'clock this morning.
I'm gonna watch it. Zay.
Nothing new. I'm on my last season of Dexter.
Okay.
I forgot about a lot of shit because it's been so long. I forgot his sister killed LaGuardia.
Yeah, his sister was fucking. I just don't like her.
The bitch had too many mental. She was too emotional all the damn time.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, it was too much. I guess they were trying to like yin and yang her and Dexter as far as like emotional. I
started watching it.
Oh, okay. But
he was the dumbest fucking serial killer. I mean,
he
was smart as fuck because he was super smart actually, but he brought too much undue attention on himself with some of the people he killed. He could have left some of the motherfuckers to the police.
Yeah, and a lot of it was just greed. Like once he realized that he could do that shit, he stopped caring about how discreet he was about it. That's what it is. But yeah.
And if it was a high-profile killer, he wanted him for himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Ice truck killer. Motherfucking Trinity.
Right.
Motherfucking whoever else.
Oh, shit. That nigga hella dropped that.
But my week, regular thing, I don't think nothing stood out. I know I went to the Oyster Bar the other day, though, and I got an 8, level 8 on my gumbo.
Was it hot?
It was so hot, I had to stop eating the shit and bring it home. But but I think they were fucking setting everybody up that day because there's a motherfucker at the table over. He got his shit a 10. Which is normally hot as fuck. But he took one bite and he told the waitress, he's like, I normally get a 10 and it's hot, but this shit here, right? This right here is different. He's like, I can't even eat this. He's like, can y'all bring me back some shit that's like a 7 or some shit? He's like, but I normally get a fucking 10.
Why y'all do that to yourself?
I'm hearing the nigga. I'm like, no, what? I get an 8. Yeah. I get an 8. It's normally it's perfect.
I love spicy.
I get an 8.
Foods.
8 spices. 8 out of 10 on my gumbo. And that's just normally perfect. But that shit was so hot.
I'd be like, give me a 1. Fuck it. Throw a little spice.
Oh, hell. He'd be like, give me a 0.
Yeah.
What you just tell the nigga put some black pepper in it.
Hey, that'll work for me. I want some seasoning.
I want my shit to have some pureed jalapeno habanero on that motherfucker.
Oh, hell no.
I love spicy food.
But look, you couldn't finish your shit. You had to bring it home.
What you do to him when he got home?
Ain't no butt.
Nothing. I just fucking turned my goddamn fan on
and sweat it out. Ate and sweat.
I thought you were going to say I added some more rice.
No, hell no. No.
It was just too hot to be eating and trying to wipe my forehead and shit.
Nah, I don't want my food that motherfucking hot. Makes you sweat.
Is that your favorite thing from the Oyster Bar?
Yeah, the gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's what I get every time.
Zay, you're old down. You're an old real down south nigga. Slave what? Nigga.
You don't like gumbo, nigga?
Gumbo is amazing.
What you get? The fish and chips, nigga? You want some bullshit in that motherfucker? I get the same thing I go every time I go.
Yeah, with Ray, fish and chips.
Ray wants the chicken tenders.
I get the gumbo.
You got that right.
I get the gumbo. My wife usually switches it up. She usually gets the...
Give me a turkey sandwich.
The whatever the fuck.
Some rye bread.
I don't know what it is. She got the pasta, the shrimp shit. Pasta shit yesterday, but we get the dozen oysters,
mm-hmm.
2 shrimp cocktails, and the motherfucking... You got to pay for a bread basket in that bitch now. It used to be free.
What?
But the bread basket.
No, fuck all that. Go to Arby's and get the motherfucking mac and cheese bites. The fried mac and cheese bites. Them motherfuckers are fire.
You know... I'm not a fan of niggas doing a lot of mac and cheese.
No. I don't even eat mac and cheese out. I fuck with it at Chick-fil-A every now and then. But
okay.
How'd you get turned on to this?
I was at the park yesterday with the babies with Ray and Zuri and Rob.
Yeah, because you brought them over here and tried to set me the fuck up.
Whoa.
Brought them up over here and she throw up immediately.
You know what I'm saying? Who's Zuri?
My other niece, Rain. I'm sitting there holding a fucking plastic bag. She just throwing up in the motherfucker's top about, my stomach! I'm like, nigga, if you would have known
Arby's,
they were sick, you should have even brought over here.
Macaroni bites?
Yeah, what she
no.
Had. She eat some Arby's?
No, she didn't. Zuri smashed the motherfuckers. But Raina didn't want them but because she was sick. But her ass was...
Okay, I'm sorry.
She was fucking some Takis up.
I haven't met her yet.
Okay.
Is she older or younger?
She's older.
Okay.
But she's smaller.
Okay.
Not much older. Like what? Two months?
Yeah, 2 months older. That's the best shit in the world, too. You know, daughter and granddaughter. 2 months apart. Best friends, but be fighting like a mother. But best friends.
Oh my God.
But no.
Her Asian genes are dominant because she's littler than a motherfucker.
I don't wanna derail from your week, but fried mac and cheese bites from Arby's is fire.
All right. Stop, I'm going to take your word for that.
Please do. I don't know. If they fuck them up where you get them at, that's their fault. If you get them and they taste good to the motherfucker, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
I can't say I've been to Arby's. Well, I think I'm pretty sure I've been to Arby's before, but I can't remember the last time. It's been probably long fucking time.
So the reason I went to Arby's, we were leaving the park, and I was like, y'all want something? They were like, some fries.
So you was like, curly.
There go Arby's right there. I'm going to go get them some curly fries. Mm-hmm. And then on the menu, they had fried mac and cheese. I know Zuri like macaroni and cheese. And she had them at like Cheesecake Factory or something like that.
Yeah.
So, boom, I bought them and ate one of them motherfuckers. Was like, God damn. So I had to tell y'all about it.
Do you dip it in anything?
Nah, just
straight.
Straight out.
What's it look like? Like a hush puppy or some shit?
Yeah, like a little hush puppy. A little round. Fire. Fire.
I believe you. Yeah. Do y'all just want to very quickly
slide
right into it, though?
Talk about.
Oh, I had to ask y'all a question, though. One question, my notes. How y'all feel about this Gypsy Rose bitch?
Listen, what do you mean, how do I feel about her? Like, this is complex.
If she was black, her ass still be in prison right now. And if she was out, she wouldn't be getting 10 million TikTok followers and brand deals and shit. And
nah, she ain't going to get all that.
No, she definitely not getting all of that. But I don't know that she would have done more time because...
How long did she do?
Like 8 years, right?
Yeah, something like that.
No, it's about a normal amount of time.
I'm about to say, I don't think that she would have done...
But the white boy got murdered. He got life with no parole.
Because he admitted to more of it. She was the manipulator. Right. That nigga was like a little slow and she saw a way out. But...
They couldn't just leave?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, she tried that.
No, you can leave. You can motherfucking, fucking touch me. I'm dipping.
I'm shooting you in the foot, bitch.
Not even that. You're an adult. You can motherfucking leave.
Well, y'all, you guys have to remember, okay, do y'all know the story? For real?
Not really.
Nope.
Okay.
All I know is her mom.
Let me run through real class.
I had Munchausen syndrome.
Shout out to All Docked Up. We coming back soon. But
let's go.
Documentaries, right? Okay, so this is what happened. Real quick. Gypsy Rose and her family are from Gypsy and Dee Dee. The Dee Dee is the mom, okay? They're from Louisiana. Okay? So Dee Dee has Munchausen by proxy. And so basically what that is like you want to feel like the sole caretaker and you want to feel responsible for somebody so bad that you will do things to manipulate their health and stuff to be able to take care of them.
Okay.
Okay. So she was doing this. The rest of the family was kind of like, hey, girl, Dee Dee, what's up? Like, what are you doing? Why can't Gypsy walk anymore? Mm. Why? Like, so she's having her. Okay, whatever. So I'm gonna get to that. So anyway, what's going on with Gypsy? Like, I don't think nothing wrong with her, blah, blah, blah. So then Hurricane Katrina happens.
Okay.
She uses that as a way to escape her family. Dee Dee does.
Mm-hmm.
So Dee Dee and she takes Gypsy and they move to, I forgot where they move, somewhere in the Midwest, I think. And they weren't affected by Hurricane Katrina. I want to make that clear because the rest of their family still lives in Louisiana, I believe. But she used the hurricane to come go somewhere else and say she's a refugee, basically. Mm-hmm. So now she has this syndrome or whatever, and now she's away from her family where people can't look at the things that she's putting her daughter through to be able to be her caretaker or whatever. Sure. So she uses the hurricane as a way to be like, I don't have no medical records.
Yep.
This is all the things that was wrong with her back then. Right. So now she's just naming shit off that ain't wrong with her, causing her to be put on medication that makes her bones brittle and stuff like that.
Did these dumbass doctors even check?
For not a long time.
Damn.
Okay.
How old was she?
We just talked about this last week.
I can't. I can't. Did we?
Did we go in depth about it? Like,
I don't think so.
We didn't talk about this shit.
Yeah, we did.
How?
I don't think so.
Or 2 weeks ago or something.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I just heard about it from y'all. Maybe we didn't talk about it on air.
Maybe.
Nigga, I just mentioned it when you first got in the house.
No, we talked about it. No. This has been happening for a
she's been out for a couple weeks.
Like weeks. Yeah, a couple weeks. That's what I said. We've been talking about it. But go ahead.
Okay.
It's the only way I know about this story because we talked about it.
Okay, so I forgot where I was at.
My bad.
That's okay.
Moved away. Moved
okay,
away.
Yeah, okay. Family. Did the doctor's check. So no, not for a long time. People were just taking her word. You asked me how old she was. That is an interesting question because she doesn't have a birth certificate. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, Gypsy was older, a lot older than she actually thought that she was, or than she thought that she was, because, and the only reason she found out was because of a slip up when her mother was at an appointment with her and she said the wrong year. And that's the only reason that she knew. Okay. So boom.
Hold on. So she didn't, as a youth growing up, she wasn't like, I'm 3, I'm 4, I'm 5. Like,
no. Well, again, you
so have, is this bitch retarded too amongst everything else? Like really retarded, but not fucking handicapped like the way her mom was trying to portray or whatever?
Ooh, I don't understand what you mean. Now, could some things have happened to her, like in the process of going through all this shit? Possibly. She had unnecessary surgeries, was on unnecessary medication for a long time. This Dee Dee had her, so like she shaved her head and everything. Like she would, like she had lost her hair and shit. Dee Dee had that this shit so fucked. Deep.
Was she putting her to sleep crazy or something before shaving her head? Or
she, a lot of the medication that she would have would put her out. And also make her hair fall out. Yeah, but Dee Dee was so,
and Dee Dee, your parent is like, here, take this. You're taking it.
So Dee Dee was so deep in this that Gypsy had a Make-A-Wish trip to Disney World or other stuff at least 3 times. That's how deep she was in it. The house that Dee Dee was murdered in was a Homes for Habitat or whatever that shit is called. Habitat for Humanity. That house was built by people because of they thought Gypsy Rose had all of this degenerative whatever diseases and shit.
Man.
So after the slip up, Gypsy started to like try not be really rebellious because she really couldn't. And again, y'all, she don't think she can walk. So her mother, when she's not in the wheelchair, her mother has, like, she's, like, doing this on the ground.
Right.
Okay, no, for real.
I gotta watch this shit. This shit in the documentary?
This shit. Mommy Dearest, maybe on Hulu still.
Ain't there, like, a fake one, too? Or, like, a...
Don't watch that.
Mommy Dearest. I gotta see some shit. I need to see some shit with the bitch crawling on the floor.
That's a documentary.
Like that. I need to see the movie with the bitch crawling on the floor. And fucking, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my legs don't work.
Sandra Bullock is playing the mama.
Okay, so basically, she gets a little independence, starts sneaking on the internet, finds this dude, and she thinks that she's in love with him, and he is a slow-ass nigga that ain't never really had no female attention. So he's super like, yeah, right? So then they plan to have a fake meetup. So she goes to all these conventions and stuff with her mom. Her mom put her in princess dresses and put wigs on her so people could be like, oh, a little sick girl, whatever like that. So she plans to have him run into them at one of these conventions. And basically her plan was, I want my mom to meet you and like you so that I can go. And so that was the plan. He came up. He was pretty pleasant. They spent some time together when her mother... Her mother wasn't, she didn't want it because if you leave, they don't have nobody to take care of. Right?
And so, how old was she at this time?
Gypsy might have been like 17 in real life.
And how old she think she was?
A little bit younger than that. Oh. Okay. And the dude, I don't think, was of age yet either. He might have like been 17, something like that. I can't remember. But anyway, that doesn't work. That backfires. And so they both start harboring like mad resentment for Dee Dee because that was the plan. They didn't have no other plan besides that. You're going to meet my mom. She's going to think you're great, like I think you're great. And she's going to let me leave. And that didn't happen. And everybody started harboring resentment. And Gypsy said some stuff. See,
my second choice would have been like, okay, that didn't work. Fuck it. I'm leaving. Let's go. We're out. Me and my boyfriend. Or
I hear you. But y'all got to. Y'all.
Was she still in the wheelchair at this time?
Yes.
Well, roll me up out of this motherfucker, boyfriend.
Throw me over your shoulders. Get me the fuck up out of here. Okay. It didn't happen that way. Gypsy said some things. And he fucking elaborated on those things.
Right.
And that's where we are. Then they ran away. They left. They were on the run for a little bit. Then they got caught. And that's that. And that's why he's still in jail.
Right.
For life.
Now either.
Well, he just put in an appeal. So we'll see what happens.
Now either I had an extreme case of deja vu.
Or we did this already?
We did it.
Somebody
already.
Will tell us. Okay, well, listen.
I'm just surprised.
This is a good filler.
Both of y'all don't remember us having this conversation. Maybe not so deep into it.
Yeah.
But we definitely.
Okay.
I sure don't remember.
Well, sorry, guys, if I just told y'all it again. But no, I'm a great storyteller.
No, it was dope to reiterate.
I just don't think a nigga kid would have let it get that far.
No, she would have just. I don't see
a lot of kids kill parents.
Okay,
parents.
But we have to get in the mindset of somebody who really thinks that they don't have the ability to do a lot of stuff.
Right.
And
I'm saying I don't think a nigga kid would let it get that far. What you mean I can't walk, mom? Hell no. I've been walking since I was motherfucking two.
It took that failed meeting and that like resentment to like for her to be like, hold the fuck on. And so then when her mother would give her pills, she would stop taking them.
Right.
Stuff like that. So she was eventually able to walk, although it was.
That's
a
movie type shit. Stop taking the pills and get your strength back and shit and turn into the motherfucking the Hulk on a bitch.
Yeah, but I'm not saying Dee Dee deserved it, but.
I'm just like, y'all couldn't just leave.
I don't know how Gypsy's life would have been. If she stayed.
Well, Gypsy married and everything now, right? So
yeah.
Making money. She making money now.
Yeah.
Or what about that nigga gonna
it's
be
a
on
good story.
Fucking,
I hate it. I hate to say it, but it's a fucking good story.
Her new husband got to keep motherfucking sleep with one eye open with that bitch.
She said he's piping her down.
Yeah. She definitely said that. Because niggas saw him and was like, Gypsy, like. And she was like, leave my fucking husband alone. The D is amazing.
Oh, my God.
And he be putting it down. Period.
Now I wonder if that's the first dick she's had since she's been gone, or was she getting a little pipe in prison, or some of that motherfucking strap action in prison?
Not strap action. I don't know, but I'm just going to assume, just off of in general circumstances, this is her second dick.
Did you see how they made the girl dildos in prison?
Oh boy, was the huh?
The girl dildos in prison.
What's
for
a girl
for,
dildo
for the females
to wear?
To
pipe use
the, to pipe. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
It was like the latex glove, and I think they had
what they put, like,
I don't know,
hard ass shit.
Yeah.
Soap.
Yeah, I forgot it.
That sounds.
I mean, you break.
What the fuck? I'm thinking of like a fucking
penitentiary shit where they making Afro picks and shit.
I'm over here thinking of a fucking Irish Spring bar. Like,
you can take those Irish Spring bars and break them down. You break them down. Put some water in them and shit, and then you can form them.
Mold it
to whatever you want.
Put it inside
and put it in a fucking sock or a glove and shit. And bitches
you're not even supposed to
shit.
Put body wash inside your vagina. And you want, y'all want.
No, I didn't know y'all.
I'm saying, not y'all, but people are making stuff where like soap is going directly into your, not directly, because you got a glove. Like,
right. Nah, but you're not putting soap inside. I understand what you're saying, but I mean, you better. I don't know.
So, or you get a bitch to bring you a cucumber for motherfucking chow hall. Shit.
Oh my God.
Hey, y'all, hey, we having salad Thursday? Bring me one of them fucking cucumbers. Bitch, keep the skin on that motherfucker.
Right. They probably got to pay for that motherfucker.
Absolutely.
That costs money.
Absolutely.
Cucumbers
lot
in the
of
kitchen.
Noodles. Lot of fucking snacks.
I used to sell motherfucking egg and cheese sandwiches on the yard.
Oh, you worked in the cafeteria?
Hell yeah. I work everywhere in the motherfucking. When you get that motherfucker.
I worked in the cafeteria briefly, but when I was in there, we were selling cheeseburgers.
A cook is the shit. A cook is a money-making job.
Bringing back packs at the end of the motherfucking night and
hell
shit.
Yeah.
Niggas lined up and shit. What you got? I got cheeseburgers.
You used to be sneaking all types of shit.
I got regular cheeseburgers. I got doubles, nigga. $2.50, $3.50.
Daytime on the yard after breakfast.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It
goes up.
Yeah. Niggas know. No.
Okay, before we get into shit for the regular shit, what do y'all think about Kang gonna be on Good Morning America or some shit tomorrow?
For what?
He gonna be doing his R. Kelly interview.
Oh, word!
I did not do these things.
You
ain't
seen the preview for that shit?
No.
She asked the nigga. I saw you see the nigga tear up. You saw it, and then but it don't say. But I think it's a black interviewer too. Black lady interviewing him.
They get this boy.
How did you feel when you heard them say guilty or some shit? And you see the nigga like this.
Is she gonna ask him how he was having that white lady call, like, what was
call,
she
have? Call her Miss Obama or some shit?
Yeah. Like, are you gonna talk about your race play you be having with white ladies?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is. It is.
It costs that nigga a lot of money. Cost me some fucking movies and shit. I don't know what they're gonna do with this Kang shit. Are they gonna get a nigga to replace him or what? But for some reason,
he a good actor.
For some reason, they don't like replacing niggas in movies and shit. Like motherfucking
Black Panther.
Yeah, what's Chadwick name? Boseman. Chadwick died, and they didn't. They were like, "Fuck it, he gonna die in the movie too." Then you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can't plug another nigga in. But a white motherfucker die or some shit.
Christopher Reeves.
Boom. He had four Supermen.
Four Supermen. Right.
Because
Black Panther, T'Challa, we can get another. We don't need another
T'Challa. He gone.
No, we need another male Black Panther.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you were saying like
we can have a little Suri and shit. Just goddamn.
Oh, you don't want that.
And there's no way they can. There ain't no way they can age his little ass son.
She can be in 20 in years his in movie.
The next movie and shit, and everybody else stay the same age, but this nigga's all of a sudden 26 years old and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Son of the Angela Bassett's still there.
Nah, he can be a teenager though. Spider Man.
Yeah.
You know, Miles Morales. They, you know what I'm saying? They can make a young Black Panther. 17-year-old.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I love Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther, but when he died, they didn't have to make the fucking character die. Because I guarantee if Robert fucking Downey Jr. would have died, they would have plugged another white man in that motherfucker as Iron Man.
Oh, I was about to say, well.
They would have plugged another Iron Man in that motherfucker if he would have died in the part two, before part three was made.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? After they had already plotted out the fucking Avengers, you think they would have did that shit without motherfucking Iron Man in that bitch? Shit.
And Iron Man would just always have his costume.
It would have been motherfucking Tom Cruise in that motherfucker.
Stark Industries with a suit on and the Iron Man face.
Right.
But a nigga die in real life, the character gotta die. It's like, fuck.
We can get rid of that little check right there. Break that on
here,
down.
Put this on.
Yeah, they'd be like, nope, we're not gonna give that fucking $15 million a movie to another nigga.
No.
Shuri's up. She's gonna be the Black
Panther. What are we giving to Raji? 150,000,
200,
but Brad Pitt got 25 million. They played shit out of her. They couldn't even give her a cool million.
I mean, who's negotiating for
that's,
you? Though,
that's
man?
My thing.
What the fuck?
Like, nigga, somebody lowballing you, bitch.
She might not have nobody. That might be her. Be like,
oh man,
nah, you gotta give me 200. They like bet.
They're like,
we don't know. They went and talked about that for a week.
We could put the other 700,000 in costume.
They went back. Right. They probably went back. Well, hey, I had slotted $1.2 million for this bitch, but she came in after 200,000. So it's like, fuck it.
Right. Give her a couple of incentives.
Let's make her think she.
You know what the incentives was?
Let's make her think she hardballed.
She said they wanted her to. They gave them rental cars to drive themselves to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, what the fuck? Like that shit.
That's
is,
disrespectful as fuck. What movie was that?
That's this movie.
Color Purple?
Was it Color Purple?
Ain't that Oprah and them?
Yeah, Color Purple.
Wait. What's the problem? I'm confused.
Them white people be getting drove to the motherfucking like,
oh, got
you. Want me to drive? Yeah. Here, nigga.
Got you. Yeah.
Here's
got
the keys.
You.
Be
got
on
you.
Set at 7 a.m. Like,
yeah, I just seen that yesterday. Something like that. Yeah, it was a whole bunch of bullshit. All of them. Gave them all rental cars, and then
you know what?
I don't know.
At least
yeah.
like,
I bet Eddie Murphy. I bet Eddie Murphy
like,
ain't getting no fucking
car.
I bet Eddie Murphy ain't getting no rental car when he's doing.
No, hell
no. They got a demand. They respect. I don't know what's going on with these black actresses or whatever the fuck, but I don't know.
I don't know if it was just female black, but shit, that was the Color Purple. Bunch of more females than right.
But wasn't that?
Why is everybody so? Why is everybody so up in arms that it's some gay shit in Color Purple? Like, y'all didn't think there was some gay shit in the first one? You didn't think that she had a crush on the one bitch?
Who? Celia on?
Celia on You Show Liz Ugly? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what the movie's about.
And it was gay in the book. Yeah.
Nah, because
so what's the problem? It's the same gay ass story.
Because these motherfuckers ain't never seen the Color Purple.
Is it blatant or something in the new one? Is it changed in the new one?
I mean, I'm assuming because that's why people got to be up in arms about it.
I haven't seen it.
Because
I think it's just 2023 ish or 2024 ish. You know what I'm saying? It's the same story.
Yeah.
They do some dyke shit in the movie?
No, they don't actually show it.
They do it in the Color Purple.
But do they imply that they're doing some gay shit?
Yes.
Heavily imply.
when they go into the flower field.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. That's the old one or the new one?
The old one.
Yeah, Seeley.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, Seeley.
She's rubbing her in the bathtub.
Yeah, when
she's
getting her yes.
The bath. Yeah.
I mean, so what is the problem?
She comes next to her and put her hand on.
We got a bunch of millennials that ain't never seen the whole Color Purple. They
so
see,
what is y'all doing?
Now's the problem.
Oh, no, I ain't seen the new
shit. That's what I'm saying. The book, it get real deep. Like,
did you see Boosie and Madison?
T.S. Madison?
T.S. Madison going back and forth?
Yeah.
About why they even about talking the to each other? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because Boosie was like, he had to take his daughter out the movie because the females was doing too much.
Why don't Boosie just live his life and stop telling me about it?
T.S. Madison, T.S. Madison banged on him, though.
Clap back, like, and then Boosie came back. Boosie said, why every time I say something, you got to try to imply I'm gay just because maybe you feel bad about yourself and shit?
Right, so
because Boosie be spending an awful lot of time thinking about gay shit, and right. That's why people think that.
Nah, she hit him though. She hit him though.
What'd she say?
She said, "But you sat there and watched Seeley get beat. You saw her get raped.
Yeah,
with your daughter.
Yeah.
That was all cool.
Yeah, but you ain't want to watch her.
But when she found love with a female, that's the problem. But you seen her get raped by men.
Yeah,
you know, just what did he say?
Nothing.
That's when he came back and said to.
Why you always?
They said.
Okay. That nigga.
But yeah, she definitely hit with that though. Like that was the problem. That was cool to see all that.
But my thing is that nigga is old enough to have seen the first one. So like,
Boosie said he was getting his son and his nephew dick sucking, 12 years old or some shit like that.
16.
Yes. So.
I think Boosie said maybe somebody got your dick sucked at 16. You would have
shut
came
up.
Out right or some shit.
Shut up.
I like neighborhood hero. I like Boosie. Not because of what he said, but just because what he will stand on. He will stand on business. His side, whatever he stand on, he'll stand on. You know,
don't say on business. He be standing on some bullshit.
He'll stand
too.
On his bullshit. Yeah, he'll stand on it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too many times.
No,
I ain't seen too many times nigga came on and be like, hey, I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Cause he ain't got no damn sense.
He just like, I said what I said.
That's his shit right there too. Speaking about motherfuckers standing on bullshit. Let's go ahead and talk about Cat. We got a little time. was that the interview of the year?
It was something. I haven't really seen.
The year just started. So
I'm not ever going to.
I know at last count they said it was over like 25 million views.
That's so like the most watched.
Set a record.
That's too long. Yeah. Right.
I think Birdman was 22.
Yeah. I watched like 30 minutes of it. 38 minutes of it.
That's it. I just watched a whole bunch of that.
I watched some clips. I'm not about to sit and watch that.
Oh my god, that shit is good. That shit was great TV.
Because he just saying anything.
He just went the fuck off. I don't know, but nah, he wasn't just saying anything. Because now the clips are coming out of Steve Harvey taking Mark Curry's jokes.
But he was mixing in truth with lies. Because he don't run no 4.340 at 52 fucking.
He just ran it this morning.
Bullshit.
They timed it. You didn't see that?
What?
I just showed this morning.
To fucking believe that Cat Williams runs the 4.3 fucking 40.
He ran like right a, it was like a 4.46 or something like that. They just did it this morning and timed it.
Nah.
Okay.
My thing.
4.340 is number one draft pick speed.
You just gotta watch it. I'm about to pull it up for you.
You ain't gonna tell me this nigga's in the shape of a fucking number one draft pick coming out of college at 52 fucking years old. I don't give a fuck what he even on the best cocaine or meth even. That nigga is not running no fucking 4.3. He's not running 4.6.
Why do you think they call it speed?
He running something close to it.
He's not running no 4 anything. I refuse to fucking believe. He'll pull a fucking hamstring.
You got it?
Trying to run a fucking 4.340.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
They got the time clock out there and everything.
That's not him?
It's him, but that's a lie. They stopped the clock.
Let me see it. Let me see
Ray,
it.
Ray, you must be gullible than a motherfucker if you even think that, Ray.
You look real to me. What you talking about?
I mean.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
but why?
That nigga ain't running no 4th. That nigga ain't running no 4.43 nothing.
But that's not proof that he ran that.
Man, that's proof enough to me, man. The fuck?
At the combine, they put a
Even looking at that
form. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
even
why,
looking at that form.
In real life, you would have had the
that
timer.
That is real life.
No, I'm saying if that, I don't.
In real life, you would have had the timer for,
and
on him
while
finish,
I can see him.
Running from start
Y'all
to finish.
Y'all got
to
just prove me wrong on that one.
No,
when,
I
when,
that's
it come
literally
up, when it comes
okay,
up,
wait,
they,
wait,
I'm believing that over
wait,
y'all.
Wait,
that's all
is,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
they made it for niggas like you.
I'm about to show you.
They made that for niggas like you.
I'm about to show you. Look, watch this. And
okay,
then,
look.
And
look.
So I can just stop it.
And just stop it. Yeah,
stop, time that real quick with your phone. Just real fast, real
come on,
fast.
Come on, let's do it.
Get it close. All right, if it's
they
spot,
made it wait. Just for niggas like you. He ready? Made it for niggas like you.
Hold on. The video's 9 seconds.
Let me see. And he didn't show that. He didn't show the timer for 5 seconds.
Like I said. Cat Williams ain't running no four fucking nothing.
This nigga Ray.
The clock then stopped.
Okay, right, but I can just have a. I can just put. The reason I brought this up is because I can just make the clock say what I want.
Right.
And then film you recording, you running, and then be like.
I know that too, but I'm just saying I believe that
and
he read it.
Yeah, he made it for niggas like you that will believe it, so y'all will spread the word. Hey, I saw Cat run a 4.3 today, I saw it just this morning. He made it for niggas like you that will not question it and spread the gospel.
That's what I'm saying. That's
I still believe
the,
it.
The fucking
God damn,
yeah,
man, my own brother.
You would have had to have your like a timer on the screen.
Hey man, you were Ray before this social media shit. You should know better, Ray. Come on.
I don't think Cat Williams got a got, yeah, he might have got me, but I believe,
he got
I,
you.
I believe this one. I still believe it until it's proved wrong. Goddamn,
he got
that's
you like
a big
a
boy right there.
Don't change the subject. He got you like a motherfucker. Damn, my own brother falling for the goddamn okie doke on
the
social media.
Okay,
we're gonna see.
Don't look on Sydney Star page, then you probably be like, "Oh, look at this bad bitch."
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
That's a motherfucker that fucked up singing career with a lie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. All right, are we ready to talk about other stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. Do I really want to say? No, I don't want to say nothing else about the Cat Williams shit. Whatever.
It's a lot to say, though.
I mean, I don't really give a fuck about it.
I don't either.
What y'all think of Shannon Sharpe's interview style?
Getting drunk and just fucking rambling off stuff?
He didn't have to talk on that one too much. He was trying to cat. He was like, skip.
No, come
skip,
on, Cat.
Skip.
Come on, Cat.
I don't expect much from Shannon Sharpe because he's a tight end. That's all I think of him. He's a tight end.
Shut up and dribble. Is that what you said?
No, but that interview was the best he could do.
You saying he's a football player, like, so he can't have a good conversation.
I mean, he can't. He ain't motherfucking Barbara Walters. You know what I'm saying? He's a nigga that made a living.
Nigga don't want to watch goddamn Barbara Walters. You want to have that type of regular conversation.
He's not a journalist, is what I'm saying. He don't know the questions to ask because he's not a fucking journalist. He's just a nigga that used to play football that is on TV that's asking questions or on his own show asking questions.
What's the questions to ask, though?
I don't know.
You put a motherfucker in front of you, you're going to ask him the questions that pertain to their lifestyle.
He didn't ask the nigga no questions. Goddamn Cat Williams took over the whole interview and said what the fuck he wanted to say. Cat asked the questions.
The question is, okay, so you over there hating. He ain't no Barbara Walters.
No,
hating.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying, what do you expect from the nigga?
We should be comparing him more, less like fucking Club Shay Shay should be less like 2020 and more like Carisha, please.
Like, yeah, that's I put them on the same level.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know that's Carisha, please.
It's interesting. It's entertaining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you are not a journalist,
she ain't no fucking
but
journalist.
You yeah. Interesting girl.
You're on there asking the motherfucking questions that you want to know, and the people that you think the people want to know.
No, right. definitely.
But you might not necessarily ask the smartest fucking question.
Yeah,
I don't think I did. My question wasn't. I didn't ask you. Was he a journalist?
You said what I think of interview
his
style.
His interview style.
Yeah.
It was good for what it was.
Yeah. Like, he just began to.
I think it's the way you said it, though. He ain't no motherfucking Barb Walters, nigga. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm saying, what did you expect? Like, were you expecting.
You go next subject. Were you
expecting the motherfucking.
Move the fuck
off. Maybe it was going to be nominated for a motherfucking.
He got Best Sports or something on Complex. Best
what? Interview?
Sports interview or no? He don't do
best
sports
like
interview.
Best
interview by
personality, athlete. Like best oh. Best personality.
I mean,
because
he entertaining.
Yeah, that's
sure.
Just like y'all bitch ass Barbara Walters is entertaining.
I think she's dead.
I'm a Keith Morrison fan.
I think so. Ain't she?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Barbara.
Yeah, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she died before 2020 because niggas wanted her to say 2020 when the new year happened. Word. I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
What got her? COVID? Her old age.
Yeah.
Is she dead?
My favorite movie. I think so. Oh my God. Now I got to ask.
I don't be knowing Barbara about the famous Walters whites dead? Sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
New York. Oh, okay. No, she died 2022, December 30th.
She was 90 something?
93.
Was she on The View the whole time, or did she retire from
the movie? She retired from
The View. She left them. She was one of the first people that left. 93, she died. I thought she died before then.
Damn. That was the COVID years, right? 2022?
Yeah. The
2020 to...
Well, 2019, technically. The end of 2019 until 2023. Yeah, basically.
Where the fuck COVID at? That shit ain't going nowhere.
It's not like, gone anywhere. Just tell you. It's still here.
Yeah. It's killed a couple of old people at my job.
Damn. It's crazy.
I'm thinking about masking back up. Just saying, fuck it.
I do when I'm on a plane.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I ain't been on a plane in 2 years now.
Yeah, definitely cover something when you're on a plane. That's too close.
Yeah.
And I guess if, like, you're using, like, Ubers and shit, that might be a good idea, too.
Remember when they was putting the glass up and motherfuckers was putting plastic trash bags up and everything between them? Duct taping they shit all the fuck up.
Trying to get...
Now motherfuckers don't got none of that shit. They were just free, like, come on in, goddamn. Mm-hmm. Free, whatever the fuck.
Touch all my things. Yeah. Right. You need to touch my charger?
Hey, I had gloves and everything going in Walmart. They had black little plastic gloves. Hey. Like, they wasn't taking the motherfuckers off. Taking your clothes off at the front door or whatever.
I flew a lot during COVID. I flew a fucking lot because I went fishing a couple of times in Monterey. I went to Hawaii.
He was just living on the dangerous side.
Yeah, but I was masked up every time. Mm-hmm. But back then, man, to hear a motherfucker start coughing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I went to Jamaica and did that 22.
An unsecured cough, like, bitch, got your motherfucker got his mask pulled down and coughing.
Not you an looking at a motherfucker
like, no, like, and I would start whispering to Deandra, like, loud enough, hopefully, for they hear, like, yeah, man, you see this motherfucker.
This nigga up here just fucking coughing out raw and shit. Like,
you got to.
I'd be like, damn, this motherfucker can't even cover his fucking mouth. Loud enough for them to hear, but I'm not talking to them on purpose.
Like I don't want a confrontation, but I would like you to cover your fucking mouth.
Like, you'd be right here coughing, like, and I'd be like, damn, this motherfucker can't even cover his fucking mouth.
I'd just be like, they do it. I'd just be like, god damn.
Yeah, like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
The fuck going on?
Damn.
Bill Clinton to be unmasked as Doe 36 and identified more than 50 times in Jeffrey Epstein document dump.
50 times.
Do y'all give a fuck about Epstein's?
I mean, not a lot, but I just need clarification because these people be like, oh, they flew on the plane, like they went to the island, but like the whole island was just like fucking molestation shit, or
like a Diddy party,
like the whole island, or was it like some shit in like his fucking house, and like maybe people went and didn't fucking know that shit was happening. Although some of the names that they throwing out there, they knew.
My thing is this:
I'm just interested until I hear the first motherfuckers say they caught him doing some shit.
Unless you're gonna,
that's what I'm looking for. Right. Like other than that, like you get on a plane with a nigga and going to an island. Like, what does that mean? Like,
so does that? I just said Puffy. Does that even matter? They say T.D. Jakes was at the Diddy parties. That what if he just showed up at a party?
Why are you there? Why are you there, preacher?
So that's the same thing with the
you should be out somewhere.
Island.
No,
like, what the fuck? You at a Diddy party?
You should be out there giving sandwiches to the motherfucking poor and uninvited.
If y'all got invited to a Diddy party before this whole scandal, you would go.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but I don't think that every part of Diddy's party was doing some like weird freaky shit.
The same thing with Epstein's Island.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't think that you can get guilty by association everybody that got to fly on his private jet or went down to his island. Because, again,
but I can look
when I come down on your private jet.
You can look at the names.
And tell.
Bill Clinton was over there. Bill's getting some massages.
Bill's getting his dick sucked.
For sure.
Something.
For sure.
I mean, you got a private island? You got a bunch of Lewinsky's over there?
Look.
Your head on the plane?
If Bill got his head in the Oval Office...
You know what I'm saying? What do you think he's going to do on a private motherfucker? Bill stepped off the plane in a robe, silk robe, like Hugh Hefner and shit. Butt ass naked underneath that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, where's saxophone?
Where they at? I'm feeling it on you.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton hit something.
Yeah, for sure. But Trump? I just want I want the clarification.
Trump paid to keep his name out of his motherfucking mouth, though.
Yeah, for sure. He got enough problems. Yeah, y'all, he's still about to be on the ballot.
Trump about to be president. the ballot. In practice.
You know, we're talking about some motherfucking practice. We're talking about the presidency.
Trump about to be fucking president.
Oh my God.
That nigga said, and he's backing Israel up 100 motherfucking 10%. Yeah, shit.
Hold on. Crazy. He said he's backing Israel?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of niggas that ain't with that.
Yeah, no, he just said it. He just, a whole video just came out. He's like, we backing up Israel. If I get president, we backing up Israel. Fucking whatever, 110%, goddamn.
This is going to be another thing.
Motherfuckers kill one of ours. He was like on some radical shit down there.
Oh, yeah, because he considers the Palestinians all like brown skinned niggas, so you know how he feels about them.
He made a motherfucking statement, a hellified statement.
You know how he feels about them darkies.
This is an election year.
For them sand niggas.
Yeah. Couple months.
We're not ready.
We about to get bombarded with emails, phone calls.
Stop sending me that shit in the mail.
Solicitation.
Though. Please stop putting them
parking lot motherfuckers in Walmart. Oh my God. Lot.
Hi, are you registered? Yeah, phone girl. Calls.
That's one good thing about Verizon. That motherfucking.
Yeah, I miss a lot of
where
those.
You don't, where you get spam blocking. No fucking. Only calls that come to me are people that saved in my motherfucking. Or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Numbers that I have saved. If it ain't saved, that shit goes automatically to voicemail.
Mm.
Leave me a message, nigga.
But
yeah, I send everybody got them a text message usually. Please text me.
Yeah,
please
throw it up there. If you can't do that, I don't need to talk to you.
Yeah, if this ain't a cell phone, and you can goddamn, you can't text me, it's a problem. We don't have no conversation.
Like I said, if they ain't putting none of them niggas in jail, I don't give a fuck about that Epstein list. Really?
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
So many niggas ain't going to jail nowadays. Like,
right.
They just want people's reputations to be destroyed. That seems like the only goal at this point. Like, niggas don't really be trying to, like, prosecute people.
It shit costs too much money to keep these niggas in jail. It's just ruin their motherfucking reputation.
Okay. Did we talk about Natalia Grace at the beginning of the show?
Who?
This show?
Yeah.
No, not today.
Oh.
I don't know if we were talking about that. Natalia Grace, the little girl that was, like, the orphan movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And she had a couple of...
Look at her. Be like deja vu over there.
You feel like we talked about this?
Yeah.
See, y'all are fucking high. I can't. I'm not doing this. I'm just
going to
be quiet.
See? Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Maybe me and Deanna talked about this shit earlier. I don't know. Damn.
We didn't talk about Natalia Grace.
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit. Wow. I was watching that shit last night. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
You watched the Natalia Speaks one?
Yeah. Where she's like... They say she's like 22 years old now or some shit
They did
a
DNA test and
shit.
And finally
so she was really a little girl that whole time.
Just
a badass little kid probably.
They put her, I mean, but she
psychologically
was...
Psychologically damaged and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she was in like foster care. But like they gave her own apartment when she was 8 years old, nigga. Kick this bitch out. Like, could you imagine?
Upstairs,
fucking sending Zuri. Yeah, upstairs and she could barely walk. She got dwarfism and she could barely walk.
So you remember how they talk about the other girl dragging her shit?
Yeah, this is real life.
For real, stairs.
Yeah.
Neighbor said sometimes they saw her like bruised up and shit.
Because she'd be trying to get up
the
stairs.
Because she fell down the stairs and shit. She had bruises on her nose. And
damn. And why they didn't fuck with her? Why they didn't fuck with her?
Okay, I'm about to tell you.
They adopted her.
They said she was grown.
They have a
Zuri act like she grown them motherfuckers.
Don't you put my baby out?
You ain't gonna go to a judge and get the motherfucker to say she's legally like, 22 years old though, are you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna go to the judge
so she can sign a fucking 18-month lease somewhere.
She's really been wilding, judge. I know she ain't no motherfucker 8 years old, you know what I'm saying? Can you
They gave me the wrong baby.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's really 22.
Yeah.
Right. And then can you put Zuri in a fucking apartment? There you go.
The family.
Stocking the fridge and shit.
Right. Just right. Like coming to see her like once a week. Like, here goes some food, girl. She'll be
30. She probably won't wash her ass the whole week.
No. You know she won't. In that you know it.
Looking crazy.
Don't play my baby. She get in the shower every night. Regardless if I'm there or not.
Can she cook? Can she take something out of the fridge and cook? Or is she...
Nah, she can make the basics. She can make some noodles.
So we should be able to,
sandwiches.
Yeah. She'd be good for a week on her own in there.
If it was in there, yeah, she would know. She if it was in there, she could damn sure do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
mentally, she could stay there a week by herself.
Nah, can't no damn 7-8 year old do that shit.
But they did that shit to Natalie.
I can't say can't none of them do it because motherfuckers just they show the motherfuckers leave their kids and go to motherfucking Cancun for 5 days.
Yeah, that's
shit, motherfuckers come. You left a 7-year-old with a 2-year-old.
Right. We'll be back. Like, what?
Fuck wrong with motherfuckers, bro.
No, but so their real kid. It was basically a genius.
Mm.
And so that I think that the mother was trying to capitalize and she was making a lot of money off of her son.
Mm.
She had wrote a book and everything about basically how, ooh, like my teaching is so a bomb, like whatever, I can make geniuses. So I think that she thought that she could just adopt a kid and like, oh, here's a kid that has a lot of like physical disadvantages like that. Let me see if I could do the same thing, I think. And it didn't work out. And so that was her way of getting rid of her, I think.
That's just by saying this little motherfucker.
Just being like she's threatening us or whatever, and she's an adult and she needs to get out of our house.
She probably saw Orphan 2 a couple of years before that.
Yeah, and she probably watched
this
that
is
movie.
After the movie Orphan?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh shit.
Yes.
I thought the movie Orphan was made off the shit y'all talking
no,
about.
No, that movie had came out first. And so the lady was trying to act like she was threatening her and stuff like that, and then got her shit changed.
I saw one clip where she said they woke adult. Up and she was sitting
with a knife
at the foot of the bed.
Oh, yeah,
that
little motherfucker.
But she did little.
I don't give a fuck how old she is.
Kick her.
Or little. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, she still got to go.
But again, remember, she was 8 years go. Old. Like,
yeah, but think when she get 12 and you still got this little
but she
woman.
I don't but know she that she wasn't doing that.
Oh, she wasn't doing
no, that. This was just what they were saying to get her up out of there. They were basically building a case.
Saying she was a threat.
So they moved
how did
her
they know
out.
She wasn't doing it for real, though? How did they know that she didn't stand in their bedroom or whatever?
She couldn't stand, basically, I don't think. Well, I don't know.
Well, she can, I guess.
Yeah, but even if she rushed them, it would take too long for her to rush over and motherfucking stab you and shit.
Yeah, but a little kid rushed me with a knife that I adopted. That little motherfucker got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yeah, don't you think they would have said something immediately?
So then, wait.
Just being a story.
So then you would have been like, hey, this little 8-year-old was at the foot of my bed with a knife. Come get her, right? You're not going to go through the process of not getting rid of her, but moving her out of your house and paying rent for her to be somewhere else. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You would have just been like, yo, get this kid out of my house. Right. Y'all have until 5 p.m. to get this bitch out of my house today.
You would have at least reported it. It wouldn't have became a story down the road.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
But so then they did that, and then the family that ended up adopting her was a family that was around the neighborhood that she was moving into, and they was like, "This is a kid." Like,
I want to hit this blunt.
Sure,
I tried to hit. I did. I'm kind of. I tried to smoke it, yeah, but I didn't really do a couple of hits on the smoke.
But yeah, man. But did you see that the family? They said after the recording that the mans don't fuck with her no more neither.
Who?
Natalia.
The mom.
The preacher and his white wife.
They're not with her no more? Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know. I saw that preacher hugging up on her. I thought him and...
They was bae.
I thought they might be fucking a little bit or something. Because I don't trust preachers. None of them. I think all them motherfuckers are dirty. Niggas lying in the name of the Lord. Any preacher with over $1 million is dirty.
Any preacher with money in his name. Like, is a
any preacher that lives in a big ass house with more bedrooms than he has people living in that house,
yeah,
and some of the motherfuckers in his congregation are homeless,
yeah,
he's a fraud.
I hear it.
Buy an apartment building, nigga, put some people in there,
yeah, right. For real,
Rallo,
yeah, something
that's a whole different fucking that's a whole nother podcast.
So.
But poor Natalia Grace, you know what I'm saying? You should have had a birth certificate, bitch. You would have been good to go for the start. But I don't
know. Was 8. Who handed an 8-year-old their birth certificate?
Right.
Like, same, girl, same. Whatever you do, hold on to this.
Well, you should have. You should have been acting up in them people's house. Yeah. Knew they was white.
Did you notice, though, how she kind of has like a black scent?
Yeah.
Cause she around that.
You know who talks black? Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, she
Alana.
Do.
Alana. Uh-huh. I be watching her lives on TikTok. She that little girl black. Is so goddamn funny.
Yeah, she got a. She real ghetto.
T.I. sticking his toes in bitches.
Yeah, what?
I'm good.
What?
T.I. and Tiny sued by Air Force veteran who claims couple drugged and raped her.
Yikes.
The Jane Doe plaintiff alleges Tiny pinned her down on a bed while T.I. penetrated her with his foot. The Atlanta rapper and his wife denied the allegations. Of course they're going to deny the allegations. They ain't going to say, we did it. We're trying to come up with an amicable solution for this situation and shit. But yeah, I slipped my toe in the bitch. Ain't nobody going to say that. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I don't know. What? Why are is so much stuff coming out about them? Like, do you think any of this shit true?
Well, shit's always came out about T.I. and Tiny.
When did it say it happened?
2005? The Back Jane Doe plaintiff said she was around 22 or 23 and stationed in L.A. in 2005 when she attended a party at Coolio's house.
Not Coolio.
And met a man.
Shout out to Lowe. Rest in peace, Lowe.
Yeah.
Met a man who worked for the Atlanta rapper and his wife. She alleges the man who went by the name Caviar helped facilitate a meeting with the couple at the club the following night. She claims once she sat in the VIP section, Tiny handed her a drink she believed was spiked. According to the 15-page lawsuit paid by Rolling Stones,
nigga.
She was separated from her friend and ended up alone in a hotel room with T.I.
That's her friend's. That's her friend's fault.
Yeah, what is with? Don't be leaving y'all friend. Don't let y'all friends be like.
Yeah,
no.
Unless you trying to goddamn girl T.I. and them got me rolling. Girl, I see you later.
Right. You unless you say that,
I'm gonna call you, girl. Cause
right, you see, I'm going with them.
You see what the fuck happening right now?
Right.
I can see T.I. telling the bitch, like, just get on out of here, shawty. We got her. She rolling with us. And getting aggressive with the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a little nigga. Little niggas get aggressive with women, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just like their thing. You know what I'm saying? You might, like, if you see somebody getting aggressive with a woman in public, nine times out of ten, it's like a smaller nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, regular, like, niggas myself, 6'2" and over, or 6 feet and up, you know you ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Your size is intimidating.
Yeah, some little niggas be like... Little niggas be looking around.
Scrappy dude, nigga.
Looking around. See, I'm not going to let this bitch play me in public. And shit.
Not looking around.
Looking around to see who can see so they're not embarrassed. A regular side nigga be like, man, just look, chill out. Chill out. Chill out. We'll talk about this when we get home. Little nigga be like, shut up, bitch. I cannot. It's real life.
Oh,
shit. God. Boy. everybody that? Can get it.
You ain't never seen that in public?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I got you.
You never seen that in public?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I concur.
I definitely didn't see it.
Oh, God.
I told you I wanted to check one nigga. I was at a concert. I couldn't intervene, but I should have intervened.
You can't intervene nowadays, though, because you might try to, it's like, hey, stall the girl out, homeboy, and he shoots your motherfucking ass.
It was inside a venue.
Damn, mama, that was good, mama, surprisingly.
Yeah, because they just be looking, she don't know what she be doing.
Are they country as hell?
Yeah, kind of.
She's a white lady probably from Georgia or Texas or something.
Like, she be cooking animals?
Not like roadkill.
Like macaroni and cheese.
She be
like,
trying to do regular stuff, but she don't be doing that shit right.
Some viral shit.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think she really be playing. You know how white people be playing with food and like making nachos on the kitchen table and shit? Like, I don't think she be playing. Like, I think she be really like.
Because she sit there and eat the shit.
Yeah, because she'll eat it. Like,
and her son just be sitting there clowning.
Oh, no.
And he sounds country as fuck. I don't know if I'm going to eat that, mama.
Oh, no. Oh, are they fighting?
But yeah, TikTok.
Dog and shit, and he got his helmet yanked off looking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, fights in the snow. All right. Is that it?
Yep. How was that weed?
Great. I haven't even finished it.
Right. I'll never finish no. gotta be strategic. Motherfucker gonna just get high as hell and got shit to do today.
Right. I'm about to go to the library with my kids. We gotta renew our cards.
Where'd you get the pecans from last time when you made those?
What'd I get? I forgot. We order them from some magazine and then we make them.
Oh, you order them, what, already processed and shit? Or do you order the pecans?
Like the raw pecans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Are they already like cracked and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm getting some pecans in if you want some.
I'll take some. I'll take some for sure.
They're uncracked. We can crack them.
I mean, we're seafood eaters, so we got crackers.
Yeah, because my
let me get some of them when you, my, when you if you don't mind.
My dad's house in Georgia has a pecan tree in the front.
You already said all this shit. Come on, man.
Has a pecan tree in the front and backyard.
Right.
So we fucking they can send pecans.
Tell everybody where they can find
you. Just tell them you know that already. Please tell them.
Well, I know.
Okay. I was just saying that for any new listeners, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
At RaySun724 on Twitter and IG and the Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube. Peace.
Chris_ on IG. That's KHRIS. It's _ Chris on Twitter. At KLD Nails on IG and a bunch of other stuff probably soon. Okay, bye.
420 in Vegas podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. Vegas Zay _420 on Twitter. Vegas Zay on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. That's it. Is my voice fucked up?
I don't know.
I've been smoking. No, because it's the fucking the wraps.
The blunt. Yes, this is pretty crazy.
And I'm they're harsher than me. I'm a papers guy. So
yeah. No, you good. You just sound like a radio jockey.
Right.
At first.
It's all good.
Play my favorite song.
Yeah. Adam Reaper. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I've been smoking out the pound, but it still ain't enough. I don't wanna hit y'all weed, cause I think that is bunk. If you ever in my city, better roll that shit up. Only reason that you stressed, cause you ain't smoking enough. You said he wanna smoke like me, but it ain't potent enough. I'm finna roll another one, so you know that it's stuck. Smoking on some cheetah piss, but it smell like a skunk.